Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life. Well, who's excited for back to school? Just make some noise if you're excited. Parents are excited. Some of the kids are excited. And man, I love back to school. And in our house this year for Team Wells, it's especially exciting because we have five kids. And our youngest is heading to kindergarten. So that's happening tomorrow morning. And so I will be doing like cartwheels of joy. My wife will be like tears shedding, like she's already shedded tears. So I'm certain tomorrow is gonna be an emotional day. And I always tell her, I'm like, I think I just love you more because I'm like, freedom. I was like, we can go on a date every single week for the rest of our lives without getting babysitters like anymore. So I'm really excited about that. But you can pray for Cammie, or if you see her with tissues, just comfort her. Moms, encourage her. But I'm excited about that. I love back to school. And tonight, I really believe God has a word for every single person in here. I believe that God has a specific word for our students and for our teachers, and it's really simple. It's Matthew 19:26 that says, with God, all things are possible. Do you guys believe that? Isn't that good? With God, all things are possible. Let's all say that together, okay? With God, all things are possible. You know what? We're getting closer to like football, which is like season of the wave. Like our Anderson has been walking around the house. He doesn't even know what he's singing, but he's been walking around the house going, Sunday night. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Like we only watch TV like with the Olympics going on, and he'll just be like wandering around the house, Sunday night. So we're gonna do a little wave here. This side, you are going to be with God. You guys are gonna be all things, and everyone over here is gonna be our possible. So get ready, okay? Get ready, jump up, okay? So when I point to you, jump up, shout, with God, all things are, thanks Savannah for being ready. She's like awesome on it. Here we go, right here, you guys ready? Here we go. With God, are possible. That was awesome. We got the kids up there, so that was pretty loud. Let's do it one more time. Here we go, really loud. With God, isn't that good? With God, all things are possible. What an encouraging word. And I believe that that is so true. That when we embrace that, when we say, God, I believe with you that all things are possible, like great, great things are happening. I mean, that's why we're Daniel fasting right now, right? So if you're Daniel fasting, just like wave around. Isn't that awesome? Look at all those people. When you saw the donut and the hot dog up here, were you like, oh man, look at that. Am I envisioning things? A dancing hot dog? Like, what's going on here? Like, no, that really is like a donut, like right up there. But we're doing that because we're saying, hey, we need God's help. Because with God, all things are possible. We're saying, hey, God, we've got some big things coming up, so we're gonna spend some time with you saying, God, we need your help because we believe that. You know, when I think about that verse, I think about a guy in the Bible by the name of David, okay? And David, maybe the most famous Old Testament character that believed with God, all things are possible. So we're gonna look at that just briefly. Now, David was just a shepherd boy, and as a shepherd boy, he was sent to go visit his brothers. And he went to go visit his brothers because they were at war. They were at war with the Philistines. And so David goes, his dad sends him, says, hey, go visit your brothers, find out what's going on, and we're gonna look at this and see exactly what happens. When David gets there, he sees the two sides at war and nothing is happening. Like no one's moving, no one's doing anything. And suddenly David realizes why. In 1 Samuel 17 verse 4, it tells us that Philistines had a secret weapon named Goliath. It says, then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. And so here's what's happening. every single day, this giant is walking out and he's confronting the Israelites. And he's saying, hey, send one person to come and fight me. And if you win, then we will be your servants. But if I win, then you have to become our servants. And no one is doing anything. David walks onto the scene and he's like, hey, what's the deal? Like, we're God's army. Like, we can do this. He said, I'll fight the giant. Of course, immediately his brothers are like, hey, like, what are you doing? Like, you are ridiculous. Go home, play with the sheep. Thanks for the cheese whiz and crackers. You go home. But the king hears about it. King Saul hears about this, calls for David. David says, hey, don't worry. I will fight this giant. Well, eventually, like, they go back and forth. And David said, here's why. He said, because see, I've done this before. He said, there's a bear and a lion that came down while I was watching the sheep. And while I was watching the sheep, I went after them. When they came and took the lamb, I grabbed them. And it says this, I love God's word. It says, I clubbed them to death. And I took the lamb from their mouth and I rescued it. And then he said this, the same God. Everybody say, same God. Isn't that good? The same God who delivered me from the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine. And so David, he goes out and he says, all right, I'm gonna do it. And he faces this giant. Well, I think we need to kind of visualize what this looks like. So I need a David, first of all, to come up here. And Coy, why don't you come on up here? Coy, you're gonna be David. Let's give Coy a big round of applause. So you're gonna be David. And I need a giant. So John, come on out here. Let's see, we've got a giant. This is one of my larger friends. And so come on out here. So there we go. So we've got David, and David was probably about this size. So you have David and you have Goliath. Now, but it says this. It says that Goliath was over 9 feet tall. So, you know, here you go, John. I actually knew that John was about 6'7". So now you are going to be, yeah, that looks safe. So climb on up there. Very good. Now over 9 feet tall. So this right there, that's what David is walking out to and facing. And when he walked out and faced that, he wasn't afraid because he understood, I am with God. And he walked right up to him and he said, hey, I'm not afraid of you. I don't know if he was that close, but he walks up to him and it says this, David said to the Philistine, you come at me with the sword, javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you and I will kill you and cut off your head. A lot of violence in the Old Testament, okay? I tell kids all the time, like when kids are like, oh, I wanna see that movie. You know, my mom won't let me see that movie. I'm like, hey, just go read the Bible. Like, read the Old Testament. Like, it's much more violent than that movie your mom won't let you go see. And she'll never argue, like, mom, what are you doing? I'm reading the Bible. Yeah, so it'll all work out good. So he goes up, he says, hey, this is all about the Lord. God is gonna help me defeat you. You guys did a great job. Give him a big round of applause. You guys can go on. He said, God is gonna help me defeat you. And that's exactly what happened. David went, put a stone in his sling, whipped it around, shot it into the giant's head. The giant fell down. David goes over, picks up his sword, cuts off the giant's head, and he has victory. All because he chose to be with God. Because with God, all things are possible. You know, let me just say this. The most important decision you can make this year is the decision to say, no matter what happens, I'm gonna be with God. I'm gonna choose every single day to be with God. Parents, you know, I get it with 5 kids. I mean, we got kids all over the place doing different things, gymnastics and swimming and stuff. But the greatest decision or commitment or sacrifice you can make is the decision to position your kids to be with God. I promise you, like, that's like one decision you will never, ever, ever, ever regret. And what that looks like is daily saying, God, I'm praying over my kids, saying, God, I pray that they would be with you as they go throughout their day, that they would make that decision, they would make that commitment to be with God. And then also saying, you know what, as a family, we're going to plant ourselves in the house of God. We're going to surround ourselves with the things of God because I want our family, I want our kids to be with God. Students, you're going to make a lot of decisions this year. The most important decision is the decision to be with God every single day. And I don't care what you do, if you're like, I'm into football, I'm into volleyball, I'm into cheerleading, whatever it is, you're into that thing, but you're into that thing with God. Because with God, all things are possible. I wanna show you guys just briefly what that looks like. CJ, come on up here. Come on up here, buddy. Run on, here we go. Let's give CJ a big round of applause. Just for a moment, okay? Just for a moment, we'll just like brief moment, we'll pretend that I am the Lord, okay? So here's kind of what that looks like. When you ask, say, Jesus, come into my heart, I choose to be with you. It's kind of like this. It's like you get on and you're like, I'm on like a piggyback with the Lord and I am like going through life this way. Keys can go ahead and come on up. Here's why that's so important. Because just like David, you never know what kind of day you're gonna have. You never know what you're gonna face. There may be some days that you all of a sudden find yourself having a giant day. And you woke up thinking it was gonna be one way, but now all of a sudden, oh.
Five, boom,
oh,
boom.
Man, there he is.
CJ, here I come.
Now, who is CJ with right now? He is with? He's with God because he's made that decision. And yep, he can say, God, I'm down. With you. You would you help me? CJ. And guess what? He will do that because he is chosen to be with you. But not every day is a giant day. Some days are just sad. You ever have a sad day? You ever have a sad day and you're just like, oh, today's sad. It's one of those melancholy kind of days. Isn't that sad? You know, here's the good news. Some days, God takes care of that sad day.
He does?
Sometimes. Sometimes God says, hey, it's okay. We're just gonna walk through this together. You be with me. I'll be with you. We're gonna walk through this. It's not gonna be sad forever. It will get better. I promise you it's gonna be okay because guess what? Tomorrow might be a really good day. Don't you love good days? Let's give a hand for good days. We love good days. Wait. And even on your best day, who are you with? You are with who?
Yes!
I was wondering where
best
good day was.
Day ever.
Wow! Awesome. Don't you just love a good day? But who is CJ with on a good day? He's with God. He's with God on a giant day. He's with God on a sad day. He's with God on a good day. And sometimes you didn't plan it. You can't do anything about it. You just have a bad day. You ever had a bad day? You're just like, man, hey, this isn't working out. This isn't going so good. It's just a bad day. Oh, man.
CJ, get ready for the worst bad day ever.
But who is CJ with? So he doesn't have to be afraid of the bad day. He doesn't have to be worried about that. He can say, God, I'm with you. You're gonna help me. With God, all things are possible. And I'm gonna take that bad day out. And you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I'm not through with you yet, CJ. Oh.
Has that ever happened to you? It just keeps coming back. But who's CJ with? What does he have to do? He doesn't have to do anything except hold on to God, and God is gonna stay down over there. You know what? The only way you can smile at every one of those days is when you make a decision to say, God, the only thing I'm focused on right now is being with who? God. Good job, buddy. That's God's word for every single person in this room. There may be some of you that are facing giant days right now. There may be some of you that you're looking into the future. I want you to know, with God, all things are possible. God's gonna do something great this year. I believe it with all of my heart that this is gonna be the best year our schools have ever seen. When I look at those leaders, I'm just like, wow, God, you are so good. To give us leaders like that, that are leading our communities, God's gonna do something good. When I look at our students, And I'm telling you, the summer was awesome. Like, it was great. But I'm so excited about the fall. When I look at what's happening at James River Youth, when I look at the things coming up, when I look at what's happening with James River Kids, I'm telling you, our schools are going to be transformed because with God, all things are possible. Well, hey, we're going to close in prayer. We're going to pray for our students. So I'd like our junior high and high school students to stand up and come on down to the front. Make your way down to the front. We want to pray for you. We want to bless our students. Go ahead and quickly make your way down. If you're a college student, make your way on down. We want to pray right now. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Pastor Chris to come on up, and he's going to pray for our students. You know, here's how this looks. Tomorrow morning, Ozark, Rogersville, and Republic are going to school. You guys win. Hooray! You are the winners. First place. Congratulations. So guess what? Tomorrow morning you wake up and you say, God, today I am with you. I choose to be with you. I choose to be close to you, God. You know, that's all CJ had to do was hold on. He can smile, he can laugh, because he's saying, I am holding on to God. Students, let me tell you guys, junior high, high school students, the most important decision you make starts right now by saying, God, this year, 2016, 2017, I am going to be with God. Teachers, I know we have a lot of teachers in here. In fact, if you're a teacher or a nurse or involved in school in any way, lift up your hand and just, so look at that, amazing. Let's thank God for our teachers. Best decision you'll make is to say, God, I'm going to school with you. Well, we're going to pray. I'd like everyone to stand up. We've got kids in the back. We've got students up here. We've got teachers all around. If you saw a teacher, raise your hand. Maybe even stretch your hand out towards them. I'm going to ask Pastor Chris to close us in prayer. I would encourage you, stretch out your hands for these students. Let's pray. Let's pray that they would be with God, commit to be with Him every day of this year and every day of their lives.